Welcome, fellow humans, Better Human Show. I'm your host, Colin Stuckert. I'm focused on helping build better humans through first principles thinking and exposing the status quo. Better Humans is about bettering yourself, embracing the journey. Life is a journey, not a destination. Betterment of yourself results in betterment of people around you, of your community, of your family, of the ideas you put in the world, the work you put out, and that has a ripple effect to making everything better. And that's what we want. We all want a better world. Everybody does. Some people just go about it in very strange and actually backward, contrary ways. Today's idea is one simple idea, as most of them are, because the simplest ideas are the best ideas. Life really is a bunch of very simple things that we overcomplicate. And what that does is it pulls us away from what we should be doing. It distracts us and we invest time, energy, and money into the wrong things. So this is very, very important for success and anything and everything in your life. All right. You've probably heard the Woody Allen quote. Something like 90% of success is just showing up. Now, I can tell you, I've hired a lot of employees over the years and I've given people opportunities and most people just don't have the grit to show up. They just don't. I've been watching people around me and their exercise routines. Most of them wax and wane. They're like either hardcore going to the gym or they're doing nothing at all. I'm the only person I know that has been consistently working out. I mean, I've never missed more than maybe a month and that was only because I was super sick. I have not fallen on my routine once. Now, okay, well, big deal, great, good for you, Colin, right? Well, I'm hoping to communicate to you the importance of this concept and how you can use it to achieve the body of your dreams, the health of your dreams, the financials of your dreams, anything. It's the most important thing. Before I even get to the quote here, which if you're on YouTube, you can see it, but if you're on the podcast, you don't even know what I'm talking about. I call it the success loop. Action leads to data, right? You take action, things happen. And then you listen to that data and you iterate the action to take either more of the same action because it was positive feedback or different action, or you don't do that action at all and try something else. This is the success loop that I call it. It's action feedback. It's a fancy way of saying learning. Have you ever thought about like what actual learning is? They've done research showing that kids, I think primarily, or teenagers, or whatever the research was done with, those that play video games that have learned the agency to completing a game, for example, level one, certain level of difficulty, level two, a little bit harder, level three, and so on. And the kids that stay at it and that go, 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 they practice, they get better, and they keep playing until they beat the level. You know, how many times when you're younger like me, Sega Genesis, Nintendo, whatever, how many times you get that big boss and you might have to do it 20 freaking times to beat the level? The research shows that these individuals have a heightened sense of agency and take responsibility and they take ownership and they do all these things they don't even realize because the learning itself is what learning should be. It should reinforce taking action, learning from that action, compiling that data, thinking about that data, analyzing it so that you take more action and then forever you do that. And that's what learning is. That's what growth is. It's forever taking action, learning from the action, taking more action, so on and so forth until you accomplish what you want to accomplish. Here's the quote from a newsletter I follow, Shane Parrish, Farnham Street blog. 90% of success can be boiled down to consistently doing the obvious thing for an uncommonly long period of time without convincing yourself that you're smarter than you are. This might not sound groundbreaking. You might think, oh, wow, I'm going to pick out three parts from this quote and I'm going to explain them. So 90% is doing the obvious thing for an uncommonly long period of time. So first of all, obvious thing. What does he mean? Like I said at the beginning. The simple thing, the thing that you know you're supposed to do. Almost everybody knows how to eat at least better than they're eating, and they know how to exercise more than they're exercising. So most people already know how to be better. Not everyone knows exactly what perfect nutrition is or the perfect fitness routine. Like, okay, I get that. But everybody knows what they should be doing more of and what they should be doing less of. So that's the obvious thing for most of us. You know that you should be patient and focus on what you're trying to accomplish, learn how to deal the best you can for whatever you're trying to do. You know that. And you know that those hard things that you keep procrastinating or that you have so much resistance to, you know that those are the things that you should be focusing on, obstacle as they weigh. So that's the obvious thing. Uncommonly long period of time, very important, because this is what I said at the beginning. Most people don't have the grit. They don't have the staying power. It's amazing how many people I've given opportunity to over the years that could have just wrote their ticket if they just showed up, did the work, stay consistent, and had a little bit of a long-term mindset. And I mean a little bit, like just 6 months, a year maybe, like it's just incredible how lacking in grit people have in our modern environment, in our modern world. I won't even get into the reasons why that is, but it's sad. It also is kind of funny. It's ironic when I hear people talking about all the inequality in the world and whatever. And I'm thinking to myself, there's so much freaking opportunity if you just do the work. The free market doesn't care about your skin color, your gender, or whatever. The free market cares whether you give it what it wants at the right price. And this is true of 99.99% of entrepreneurs and investors. They don't give a shit about any of the identity stuff. They care, can you make them money or at least prevent you from losing money? Or like, can you do something that provides value to you, the entrepreneur, or you, the company, or whatever? And the market, if you give them what they want, if you consult with them, if you give them the content they want, whatever it is, they don't care what you look like. Like, it's I don't know. I don't want to go down the rabbit hole. I'm getting pulled into that. Uncommonly long period of time. So longer than you probably want to, which is again, why success is reserved for the very small percent of people that have the grit. It just is. That's the law of the universe. You have the 1% 100 years ago, you have the 1% today. And all they are, the only difference is they're people that take action in whatever environment they're in longer than everyone else. That's like 99.99% of it. And that's what this quote here is actually saying. And then finally, without convincing yourself that you're smarter than you are. This is important. This is why entrepreneurship in a lot of cases, especially if it's your own money and you're trying to survive, like it's the best teacher there is for humanity because it teaches you agency and ownership. And it teaches you that the world is unfair and it doesn't give a shit about your feelings. The market doesn't care about your feelings. It doesn't care how much investment of time or energy you put into this thing. If the market doesn't want it, it's not going to buy it. The famous example in economics is you can spend 8 hours making a mud pie. Okay, so what? You could spend 8 years making a mud pie. Is anyone going to buy it from you? 90% of success can be boiled down to consistently doing the obvious thing for an uncommonly long period of time without convincing yourself that you're smarter than you are. If you convince yourself that you're smarter than you are, you start becoming blind to the feedback you're getting from reality. And this is why hubris is so destructive and it kills so many companies that otherwise could have been profitable forever, right? You get the ego of being at the top or the ego of the CEO who's done other things and thinks he knows best or whatever. What ego does is it blinds you to reality. Think about someone who's just egotistically driving around like an idiot or doing something that's dangerous and they just are oblivious to the actual risks because they're on this high of, and maybe that's a bad analogy, but you know, you kind of get the idea, like ego is dangerous. Ego blinds you. Focus on the basics. Show up way longer than you want to. Like keep showing up, keep hanging on. The people that keep showing up and that keep hanging on always benefit more. Long period of time, uncommonly long period of time. And then while keeping an open mind, being humble and not convincing yourself that you're smarter than you are. That is the formula for winning at life and whatever you're trying to accomplish. And that's gonna be it for today's short podcast. Colin.coach, get the newsletter. You can subscribe on YouTube, iTunes, Google and Spotify to get the podcast. And I hope you get on the newsletter because that's the hub of everything. I send it every weekend and support the show with one of our favorite companies, WildFoods.co, a company I founded, better food supplements for better humans. Code WildCEO for 15% off. Get all your nutritional needs there. Highly recommend you do. If you have any questions about that, you can reach out to me. And you should be buying Bitcoin. You really should. Swan Force Bitcoin, Colin.coach/Swan. So you can buy daily. You can set it on an auto buy so you don't have to worry about the price of the markets or anything like that. I highly recommend doing that. Dollar cost average in. And we got a couple more. We got my favorite meat. That's Crowd Cow. Colin.coach/meat. And then Sizzlefish. If you want really high quality seafood delivered right to your doorstep, go to Colin.coach/fish. And I'll see you in the next one.